Hello. This meeting was it's fo should be focused on conceptual design as a remote control. The goal of this meeting is to reach a decision at the end on the concept. And I think the last time we talked about and you had a rough idea of what this is going to be. But at the end of this meeting, we have to. Which we assume. So we will have again three presentations from each of you, and I hope it will be fast because I would like to have time for one discussion. So you know, to start.
No, no, you can start.
Can you open my presentation? Basically, I just want to present to you some recent results we've had from looking at some remote control market research and some fashion trends around the world. Fashion trends we got from talking to our contacts in the fashion industry based in Paris and Milan. So from our market research, basically we've come to the conclusion that a fancy look and feel as opposed to a functional look and feel, is our number one priority. Fancy is the highest priority. Secondly, that our remote control needs to be technologically innovative. This is number two priority, but it's two times less important as the fancy criteria. And thirdly, the easiness of use is important as well, but again, two times less important as the technological innovativeness of the remote control. From our fashion people in Paris and Milan, we've discovered that this year the fruit and vegetable motif will be the most important theme in clothes, shoes, and furniture. So, pretty confident that our remote control fits into the furniture category. And also, the feel of material this year is expected to be spongy. So, hopefully, our remote control affects that sense in there.
What does it mean, spongy?
Sort of squishy.
Like soft?
Yeah, soft. Like a sponge.
Okay.
So in conclusion, our remote control needs to be something that's really fancy, has lots of technology in it. Somehow, it'd be good to have it related to fruit and vegetables with this kind of feel. But it's easy to use. And from our last meeting, Fabian told us that one of our requirements is that we have to reflect the look and feel of the real reaction company.
Easy to use, is it as much as important than technology or fancy? It's less important, right?
Less important. So, fanciness first, and then half as important as that is technology, and half as important as technology is as much.
So,
how many?
I think the biggest struggle would be the easy to use feature.
Yeah.
Number two. This one?
That is first. Could you please check if this is the first one or the second one?
No,
it's the first one. It's the second one.
It's from this one.
So I'm going to talk about a little bit about how this remote control should be appear to be more easy to use. I think the feature easy to use is more important than being fancy, but okay, we can discuss about it later. Generally, this remote control should be something, in my opinion. The first feature is just to be easy to use. So the more frequent buttons should be larger. They should be placed in a good position inside the remote control. And I can conclude like this, that we shouldn't need to learn how to use it. We shouldn't need to open a book and start reading and learning how to use this remote control. Okay, so what I found out that, as I said, I think it's better to put more frequent buttons which are used more in the middle of the remote control, and they should be bigger in size. The shape of remote control should be in a way which should be taken easily in hand. It should not be completely like a cube. It should have round edge, so then it's easier, and maybe just like some toys, some joystick, which is easier to take inside the hand. And also because customer doesn't like to buy lots of battery, it should not consume lots of energy. Okay. And my personal preference is, as I said, just putting these buttons in special places and cover some buttons which are not used that much, like settings button. Like mobile phone, usually some mobile phone cover the dialing number part, so we can cover these buttons which are not used, for number buttons for the channel, and just put volume change or channel change button in the remote control. And if the user needed to do some more complex tasks, he can open the cover and then change the things or something like this. And also, I think if we put some buttons inside of the remote control, they can be used easier, not on remote control. I don't know if I can explain well, but just inside, for example, the sliding or rolling stuff, if we put it inside, then we can easily manipulate its thumb. So it can be another preference. And I don't know, but I think usage of a speech recognizer can be good. I know that it consumes lots of energy, but if we do it in some way that it sleeps when there is no sun, and when it takes some sun, it may consume less energy. And I think it's good because it's something new, and usually young people like something new. So it may not be very useful, but because it's new, people may buy it. I personally think there should be a big difference between something. Otherwise, they prefer to buy something which is coming from a famous company. Mm-hmm. That's fine.
Okay, so
good news from me, for me, from Ahmed, but bad news from both, obviously, because spongy design, I don't like it, doesn't bring them in bug. Okay, so could you please go down to me? Person 2. Which one? Probably the first one, I'm not sure. Most of the things I have to write to myself, I mean, it's boring, but yeah, that's it, just, it's only this slide, yeah, this is just one thing I wanted to mention and show you, that I just found this, that our company developed seven fingers, so
huge.
Yeah, 7-inch TFT screen, which is good news for us since we wanted to include the display there. So
I'll probably try it down on the roll screen.
Okay, so this will be like the overall scheme or overall requirements from the engineering point of view. First thing is, this will be the overall shape. I'm not speaking about the real shape of the device, but the shape of the inside of the device. So there will be some circuit for the power, so say power circuit here. The main energy will be taken from batteries that we can, and if we decide to use the speech recognition stuff there, we must use additional source of energy, which I found the best is to use the solar cells, which can supply everything. I was computing all the things related to the speech recognition, and it's okay to use just two batteries and solar cells. So not good. There can be also solar cell. The main board with all the circuits will take at least 7 to 7 centimeters. So this is my like hard requirement for the rest from the design. So at least 7 to 7. It depends where you put your screen, because the screen is 7-inch. So it depends on you where you put it. It doesn't matter. Yeah, it's just one cord from the main board to the screen, which can be elsewhere. So this will be TFT. And on the main board, we have the interface to the microphone, which is somewhere, say here. Interface to the microphone, then the graphical card for the TFT. And the third unit is the IR. The good news is that we decided to use the infrared unit, because our company has also developed the chip for communication by the infrared, including all the stuff inside, so it will be very cheap for us. So infrared here. So the once again, the overall requirement 7 to 7 centimeters for the board, which can be spongy, but has to be this size, and the TFT, which is 7 inches. Have to check the magnitude. From my point of view, I don't care about the material used for the overall older device.
Can you fit any, for example, TFT or any electronic device in the spongy thing? Or is there any problem for that? For example, put electric card on a spongy thing. Can you imagine it can be a problem?
All these things in this box are okay to put in any shape, basically. But we have to take care of the TFT sponges. Maybe it's a good feature, since it takes, if it's around the TFT, then it's good, because it just keeps it safe, I don't know.
Or maybe it can have two shells, a hard shell inside and a spongy shell
maybe
inside.
Put electronic in a box and a sponge. Which is that?
Well, it's maybe not related to the UI.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, that's fine.
This 7-inch TFT screen,
yeah.
How big is it in reality?
Well, 7 to 7 inches.
Something like that.
Yes.
Have you decided that we're going to use this TFT screen?
Yeah, no, I don't think it's 7 by 7. I think it's 7 by 7. Usually, when they say 7 by 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. One each.
Honestly speaking, I was thinking that it was 7 centimeters initially, but it's 7 inches. But I think we can cut it. Yeah, no problem. Because then the size of the graphic card will be 1/4. So yeah, but no problem. We need to cut the screen.
Okay, so
for the same price, we have 4 screens. Okay.
So what's the size of the device?
Well, this is almost nothing. 7 to 7 to at least, well, some screen millimeters or something.
Even from my perspective, 7 to 7 centimeters by 7 centimeters is still...
Yeah, but we wanted big buttons and stuff like that, you know. Because if it's too small, we can lose it at home, you know.
What user wants? They want a smaller remote control?
Yeah, I saw that it should be in the hand or something.
But it's something that's 7 centimeters square. Easy to hold.
I think so. If the roller buttons are on the side, you don't have to catch it like that, but just like this and, you know, follow. Well, that's not a task for me, but...
So maybe you can finish your presentation and not just...
Yeah. Okay, thanks.
Okay. So I think we have to take decision today. So I think we have some work to analyze our idea and make decisions. First, I think energy is a key problem because it depends what can we have as feature if we use only batteries, for example, or something like that. Because can we have LCD and speech recognition with battery, and it's also related to the size of the
just a point to the energy thing. If we use the batteries and the additional solar cell, then it's okay for speech recognition and LCD. But we have to use the solar cell, otherwise not.
Like, but using how many batteries, for example, what is the size of the batteries?
Yeah, I was thinking just common AA cells.
So like 1 to 5 centimeters, I don't know exactly.
So if we use solar cells, where is the sun? So much
attention to the inside. Doesn't need to be sun. It's just the daylight, you know. I suppose that this remote control won't be in the room like this where there is light on it and there are people, but
at least when there is TV, you can get
light from the TV. I don't think it's it's a compromise.
At least it's new and maybe.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to include the speech recognition, because you want it.
If you watch TV outside, it's very useful.
I think before talking about nothing, it's important to meet the case, but what are going to be the size, because it's with drives and what we are going to do with those features and so on. For example, for the LCD, if we choose to have a small device, we cannot use the search.
The screen is okay, but the board is not. Well, what would you guess as a shape? What would be the shape?
I think the being large or small is not important. The only important thing is to be able to take it inside hand easily. So let's say an average size, okay, and it should not be very heavy also. And I prefer to it shouldn't have a uniform shape. So in the middle, it should be a little bit thinner, maybe. So it's like some joysticks. You can take some joystick you can take inside and easier, because it's designed for your taking into account your finger shape and your palm shape. So the general shape should be like this. I think 7 cm by 7 cm is a little bit large. So let's say 5 by 10. I think that's my opinion.
Which is the same there.
Yeah.
Could you redesign the board?
5 to 10.
No, 5 centimeters by 10 centimeters.
Yeah. I think it's easier. Well, how we do it? We could put the board next to, under the LCD, and for example, maybe LCD be totally unrelated to the thing that you hold in your hand, like holding something, and the LCD should be just on top of it, somewhere. But maybe let's stick to the spongy thing, like one unit. Okay, so 5 to 10, I think it's feasible.
So how do we look at smaller?
I don't know, but I don't want to now invent something new because we didn't discuss about it. So using some LCD we can touch, so we can remove keys and just having I don't know the name. LCD responding to fingers, touching a screen, something So, but for now, if we don't want to use such kind of screens, I think using a smaller screen is better. Because
the problem is we have for the looking for more time,
Just give me the 5 by 10 numbers that you find the best and tell me that.
So, what about the case we talked about? Something easy to use, you said something easy to use, but how does that fit in a fashion way, like with fruit and vegetable and about the color and logo of the company, and so on. Now, can we do that? My first idea is because our color is more yellow, and it should be easy to take in your hand. I thought about banana or something like that, which is fruit and a big banana.
Well, it's definitely the obvious choice with the color.
Just an idea. I don't know what you think.
The fruit and vegetables are yellow.
I don't know if you can fit with the technology of the specialist.
Green banana. Wow. If the banana is big enough. Then, yes. So if you want to look at the screen and banana, no.
And
I think this
the screen has to be square, or can be like a shape quite.
It can be whatever you want. But if it's square, then we get 4 screens out of 1 by cutting it. But if you want some shape, then we can only get like 2 screens out of 7 to 7 inches. It's like more expensive to shape like that. But I don't care. Requirement.
Would like a shaped screen for the best money for
Maybe the banana could be like a bit fatter than the common one.
You should remember banana, but doesn't have to
like modify the banana. Okay.
Raise the size and exactly the shape.
failing
so well, do we
stick
like
to banana?
Banana,
okay. Yeah, banana's good.
Okay. So, the last point we decided is for so that's it, I think, about the concert. You have to add to this point. So, no. So about the user interface, so we are going to use LCD. In the last meeting, we talked about hidden photons. I don't know what I'm going to do with that. You talked about
peeling a photon from
the
side.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be cool, yeah. What? Peeling of the banana, you know, should discover the other platform.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you mean the first layer would be spongy?
Yeah.
But the obvious thing.
Yeah, well,
so, it's like silly, but the people are going to crush
it. Is it possible to do that? It would be a great idea, but it's possible to do that. Like doing spongy layer of the banana.
If we have a spongy layer on the outside of the banana, then it's easy to make that, you know, to manipulate that. Cover the temple.
Something like plastic covering some interface, USB interface, as in the digital camera. You see, it's like pretty. You open a plastic cover and you see some USB interfaces, some interfaces for adapter. So keys can be, buttons can be covered like this with a plastic cover, and when you open this cover, it's like peeling a banana. So something like this.
Yeah, but do you see that as a rigid thing or like a banana, something very soft? You can open like a banana.
Is it possible to make it soft?
Yeah. It's like a plastic cover. So
I think if it's so, then it's
I don't know
cool.
What you think, Bob, but it would be great for users to speak. And
I think for sure. And definitely softer than that.
Cool. Honestly speaking, I cannot imagine it so far, but it will be terrible.
Something we didn't talk about. I think we're almost there. Maybe how can we, if we have a soft thing like this, and to open it, we have to attach it somewhere. I don't know how to do that. Okay.
Could use Velcro?
Yeah.
Maybe magnetic?
Yes.
Magnetic?
It can be a plastic cover sticking to all the stuff, like material in the border, so it just sticks like refrigerator door completely. And when you try to open it, it will be open completely. So you can be sure that it will not be opened while you are commonly using buttons on the banana.
And what would be the material of the soft plastic?
I imagine some sort of vinyl.
Against
the suede.
since the things like the screen and the solar cell has to be like kept in shape, we cannot.
So we need that the feeling.
I don't know, but we should take care of these two things. So if the solar cell won't be visible while the banana is closed, then the material must be able to put the light inside, you know, so that we can reach the energy of the bed.
So you're saying, is it possible to have a solar cell and this?
It is possible, but I don't know what to do it. If it's better to put the solar cell to the ceiling of the service, or inside, but then it must be some window there, you know.
I mean, something we forgot about the speech recognition system. I was going to use it.
Yes,
I think it's important. Okay.
Yeah, seems feasible, and it's probably something good. So we have the design, the good shape, new, and so on, and we have also the technology to even the easy to use. So we had also the speech recognition.
Now we have to write, not decide it everything, and make one of them a good way. So, the next meeting will start in 30 minutes. The industrial manager will work on the look and feel design. The user interface manager will work on the user interface device, and the marketing expert will do the first product evaluation. So I hope we can do that in a few minutes. And I think you should work together Ahmed and Peter to work in the first prototype, and more about the shape and so on. As usual, you will receive some specific instructions. Thank you, everybody, and see you in the next one.
Thank you.